When he was running for New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy proudly promised to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. And he said that federal law would make that difficult, if not impossible, to do. Nevertheless, this is one promise that now Governor Murphy is working to make good on. His latest effort via the state attorney general's office is called the Immigrant Trust Directive. Our first guest today has quite a few concerns regarding what this directive calls for and how it limits the ways that law enforcement can do their jobs when dealing with illegal aliens. He is the sheriff for Sussex County, New Jersey, Sheriff Mike Strada. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you for your viewers taking time out of their busy schedules to listen to your program today.
Website for the Sussex County Sheriff's Office, SussexCountySheriff.com. As I said, it's called the Immigrant Trust Directive. Sounds like a nice title, a little warm and fuzziness to it. Sounds like unity, camaraderie, support. What, in fact, does the Immigrant Trust Directive direct you to do?
Well, it is quite an extensive directive. It's basically telling us what we can do as far as holding illegal immigrants. And I want to just stress that illegal immigrants that may or may not, that have detainers, active detainers, and are wanted by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. And basically what the governor's saying and the attorney general is, you are not to hold these individuals for a certain period of time. So, for example, if we have an individual in our jail that gets released at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, according to the Attorney General directive, by 11:59, if that individual is not picked up by immigration, even though there's an active detainer, we have to let that individual walk out the front door of our county jail.
And wasn't there recently I wasn't sure about the story, if he was an illegal immigrant or if that's something still to be determined, but nevertheless, an immigrant who was arrested for attempting to assault a young girl in Newton, was taken into custody, was released, and within 2 hours was back in that home trying to go after that girl again.
Yes, yes. I'm not real familiar with that case, but, you know, these are the kind of things that we're talking about. You know, I've been questioned as to, you know, should I follow this directive or should I follow the laws of the federal government? And the way I look at it is, look, I have a duty and responsibility to protect the citizens of Sussex County. And that means that I'm not going to let somebody walk out the front door of our jail because maybe the ICE immigrants had the immigration officers had a car broke down on the way to pick up an inmate, you know. But to allow somebody with an active ICE detainer to walk out the front door of our jail is reckless. Because, again, if that person turns around and commits a crime, you know, that's not good. You know, that's not good. That's what I want to prevent. So we've had three individuals with ICE detainers this year, and ICE has been able to pick them up promptly. So we haven't had an issue where we've had to hold somebody over that time. But I can tell you, if we have to hold somebody over that time, for emergency reasons, I will do that just to protect the citizens of our county because I think I have an obligation to do that. And I think that the residents agree with me.
Well, there's obviously a conflict with what the governor and his attorney general want the law to be in New Jersey versus what the federal law regarding illegal immigration is. But once that ICE detaining order is in effect, shouldn't federal law just automatically supersede any intended or wished for state or local law?
Yes, I do believe that. And so, you know, Chris, this is a directive from the governor and the AG. It's not even a law. It's a directive. They're directing us to do this. And the other issue I have a problem with is directing us not to cooperate with federal immigration officers at all.
No, you can't even you can't even offer them workspace in one of your offices. By the way, the law sounds technically, if an ICE agent wanted to do computer work, he'd have to go over to the public library if he or she didn't have a laptop or a smartphone with them.
Yes, they can't even, they're not allowed access to any areas of law enforcement that otherwise wouldn't be made available to the public, which I think is wrong. You know, these guys come up here, they may need to use a fax machine or a computer or print something out or use one of our phones. We should be cooperating with these federal officers just like we do the municipal officers and the state police. We work with them every day. You know, we should be why would we not want to cooperate with them? Why does the governor not want us to cooperate with these individuals that are only following the law? It's ludicrous.
And the governor and the attorney general is basically putting the onus on ICE, saying, well, if they can't stay on the ball and get their fast enough, well, then it's, you know, sucks to be them.
Yeah, and I think it's wrong. Why are we not cooperating? What is the intent? The governor's and the AG and the governor's acting reckless. I mean, who, you know, I understand we don't want to hold anybody longer than we have to. But if we have an individual, look, we're out in Sussex County. Some of these ICE officers, they're not right around the corner.
No.
It may take them a little while to get here. But does that mean that we just let these individuals walk out the front door of the county jail? And that's what I have a problem with, Chris. I got a real problem with that. And I think most of the residents in this county want me to protect them and believe that I would be doing the right thing.
I want to share with Mike Strada about the Murphy administration's Immigrant Trust Directive, which you can, we post a link over to a document too. Maybe I'll put it on the downloads page as well over our website. You can learn more about the sheriff's office in Sussex County at sussexcountysheriff.com. Didn't one of the county freeholders want to make this into a ballot question? As crazy as it sounds, unless you're hearing the details of what we're talking about here, should the sheriff's department, should law enforcement cooperate with ICE? It's basically going to be the ballot question. And the attorney general's office said, no, don't do that.
Yes, that's correct, Cricks. And I don't want to talk on behalf of the freeholders.
I just want to use this as an example, just how insane this is getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you the feedback that I'm getting from the county residents are, yes, we want this on the ballot. We want an opportunity to voice our opinion on whether we believe this is that we should be a sanctuary state or not. And the feedback has been very, very positive in the fact that we don't want to be a sanctuary state. Sussex County residents are against this for the most part.
You've probably been seeing you listening. The ICE agents in New Jersey have really ratcheted up their efforts. In April, for example, they had 123 immigrants arrested for the month of April. 90% of those 123 had previous criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. That included in Red Bank, a 30-year-old Mexican national, convictions for DUI, endangering the welfare of a child. In Morristown, 50-year-old Honduran national, convictions for DUI and burglary. 41-year-old Peruvian national in Newark, DUI, distribution of marijuana, shoplifting, promoting gambling. In Hamilton, 38-year-old previously deported Mexican national, DUI, indecent assault of a minor, and the list goes on from there. So as much as they want to put a pretty title on a policy, Sheriff Strada, this sounds nothing more than trying to protect active, dangerous criminals in a variety of ways.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, the governor's acting reckless. I don't understand why he wants these individuals that have committed crimes that have not been vetted, individuals into our state. And the statistics show a lot of these illegal immigrants have criminal histories. Why do you want to endanger the residents of our state? It's just hard for me to grasp that. I just don't understand his thought process about this, not cooperating with ICE. Letting these individuals walk out of a jail if they're not picked up within a certain period of time. I mean, let's be reasonable here. You know, we're talking about, and just like you said, Chris, we're talking about there are some dangerous, and I'm saying illegal immigrants that are out there that are committing crimes. And why would we want to welcome that? And we have an obligation to protect the citizens of our state and our county. And for my part, Chris, as the sheriff, I'm going to do everything I can to protect the citizens of our county because that's my job, you know, and that's I took a sworn oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and I'm going to follow those federal laws.
Which certainly sounds a lot more logical and productive versus here are a couple of the elements from the Immigrant Trust Directive. New Jersey's law enforcement officers cannot stop, question, arrest, search, or detain any individual based solely on actual or suspected immigration status. And if I understand the vague part of this one element here, if a local community feels they want to go above and beyond what the Immigrant Trust Directive calls for, the governor's office has cordially invited them to do so.
Yeah, and like I said, Chris, we have only had three immigration illegal immigrants in our jail that have committed crimes in Sussex County that we have turned over to Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. And they have come out in a prompt and cooperated and come out in as quick as they can. We have not held any illegal immigrants past the allotted time in the directive. But there may come a point, Chris, where I have to make a decision on whether I let somebody walk out the front door of a jail of our jail with an active ICE detainer. Because for some reason, immigration can't get there within an allotted time, which sometimes could be 3, 4, 5 hours. So I'm saying that I'm going to hold that immigration inmate because I know immigration's coming out to pick him up. I'm not going to let him walk out the front door of our jail and possibly hurt one of our residents or commit a crime.
I know you've communicated your concerns with the federal attorney general's office, U.S. attorney general's office, William Barr. I mean, obviously, he's got a few things going on right now, but do you think that, or are you going to be looking for other states, localities, sheriff offices, anywhere else who are sounding off about this? Maybe start grouping together, strengthen numbers, raise concerns about this, and hopefully, you know, do something to get a faster response from the U.S. Attorney General.
Yeah, I'm part of the Sheriff's Association in New Jersey, and we've talked about this, and both, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but we really, a lot of the problems that we have with this directive, and again, it's not a law, it's a directive, is the time that they're saying we can hold an immigration inmate. The deadlines that they're saying, you know, if you don't let them go out by 11:59 of the same day they're released, you're to let them out the front door. You know, let's be reasonable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
when you give it 24 hours, it's what do you try? What do you accomplish by doing that? What does the governor accomplish? I don't get it.
Well, as I said back at the introduction, he's living up to his promise. He wants this to be a sanctuary state. But if this is the first round that he's going to fire, I mean, can you imagine what could possibly be next?
I know. And my letter to the attorney general was to get some guidance and maybe get some support. And get more eyes on this, because this is an issue that's not going away.
No, unfortunately. You know, hopefully the other sheriffs throughout the state and the other counties are going to join forces with you, those who understand the illegitimacy of the Immigrant Trust Directive and what it's calling for and the situation it's creating. It's just a matter, just to close things out here, why do you want to create a problem that you'll have to react to as opposed to go with the federal laws that will prevent a problem that you don't have to worry about? And you continue with meaningful, significant law enforcement and reduce crime, eliminate criminals from endangering the public, which is certainly not what the Immigrant Trust Directive sounds like it's designed to do. You want to learn more about the work of the Sussex County Sheriff's Office? By the way, we'll put a link up at our website, too, for the Immigrant Trust Directive. You can find out, you can read for yourself exactly above and beyond what we talked about here. Exactly what it says, and learn more about the Sussex County Sheriff's Office. Their website is sussexcountysheriff.com. He is the sheriff for Sussex County, New Jersey, Mike Strada. Sheriff Strada, thanks so much for raising the awareness about this issue that I believe way too many people in Trenton were hoping nobody would notice and sound off about. And thanks for being here today.
Yes, thank you, Chris. And just want to leave you with this. I'm here to protect the residents of our county, and I will do that to the best of my ability. So rest assured, I am here to protect the citizens of Sussex County, and I'm going to continue to do that. But thank you very much for having me on your program, and thank the listeners for taking time out of their schedules to hear what we had to talk about this morning.